From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama meets with his national security team about Syria and the fight against the Islamic State. The White House says the meeting is focusing on the global campaign to degrade and destroy Islamic State, as well as the situation in Syria and other issues. Mr. Obama reached agreement earlier this week with Russian President Vladimir Putin over a partial ceasefire in the Syrian civil war that's set to take effect on Saturday. The plan is part of a broader effort backed by the United States and other members of the International Syria Support Group. It is intended to help foster a political transition that could help stabilize Syria and decrease threats from the Islamic State and other terrorist groups. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria says he will convene the first meeting of a task force meant to monitor the coming ceasefire in Syria. Stefan de Mistura predicted a crucial day Friday ahead of the start of the truce brokered by the United States and Russia.
Tomorrow is going to be a very important, I would say a crucial day. A day in which we will have to start with a midday deadline for what is considered the acceptance of the framework of the cessation of hostilities.
The ceasefire meant to start at midnight on Friday is aimed at achieving a cessation of hostilities that would bring the Syrian government and its opponents back to the negotiating table in Geneva. The cessation does not include terrorist groups such as the Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-backed Al-Nusra Front. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.